Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. It's Friday afternoon. It's July 11th already, 2013. Welcome. Missed you guys last week. I hope you all missed me. Did a little R&R for the holiday weekend, but I'm back. Back in the air chair as usual. And glad to have you here. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Airing every Friday afternoon, well, except for last Friday, anyway, on blogtalkradio.com right here. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And the official website of Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com. Once again, glad to have you here. Lots going on politically and sports. I mean, I'm sure if you haven't been on a rock, you've heard that LeBron James, has redeemed himself in a lot of ways and is returning to Cleveland, where he grew up at in Akron, Ohio. And, you know, we all know the story, what happened 4 years ago when LeBron James left the Cavaliers, and it was kind of a circus and a spectacle. And you know, people for the last 4 years have really enjoyed hating this man. And, as it has been pointed out already by a lot of the sports heads, the sportscasters, radio sportscasters, that now LeBron James is a favorite of everybody because he went back to Cleveland. He redeemed himself after leaving Cleveland, the most hated man in America, at least in the Cleveland area. Now he is returning to Cleveland, and the folks are glad to have him back because Cleveland hasn't had a major sports championship in, God, longer than I've been alive. I've been around for a while, and they haven't had a, more 50 years or more, they haven't had a championship in any major sport. Football, baseball, you have the Cleveland Indians. Football, you have the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns, and you have the Cleveland Indians in baseball. They don't have a major hockey team. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers in the basketball. So you have three sports franchises in Cleveland, none of which have won a championship in a long, long time. So the folks in Cleveland are ecstatic. The LeBron James coming back. I'm sure there's a few haters around, you know, those holding on to the grudge. You know, some people just can't let go. But for the most part, LeBron James has gone from the bad guy to the good guy. So congratulations to LeBron James for choosing to go back to where he started out at, making an example, showing the kids, you know, how this thing works. It's not about money. I mean, do you really think LeBron James is worried about money? Because he's got a guaranteed sportscasting career once he leaves basketball, because he's 30 years old now. I'm sure he's thinking about that. The years go by fast. Trust me, I know. So congratulations to LeBron James going back to Cleveland to play with the Cavaliers and maybe bring them a championship. All right, everybody, on to the kook fringe psychopathic Republicans who are, you know, and it's a shame that they'll stoop to any level. They'll use any tactic that they can find to undermine the president and his agenda. And so this is way beyond, this is way beyond what the Republicans in the kook fringe, light right wing, wrong wing, I like to call them, they'll stoop to any level, to undermine the president and his agenda. Now, you know, they're like the angry divorcee, you know, like, you know, you divorce a person and they just can't get past it, so they're going to make your life live in hell, even long after the divorce is over, they're still going to be hanging around to give you grief. And this is what the Republicans are doing. They're giving the president grief, like the angry divorcee, because, you know, he's been the president for 6 years. He's got 2 years left to go, 2015, the rest of 2014, and then 2015. And then there'll be a new president at the end of 2016. He'll just have to wait until the inauguration in January. So the president cannot be reelected again for a third time. He can't be. 2 terms and that's it, you're out. So I can't understand why why the Republicans are so hell-bent on making this man's life miserable. And all of this talk about him being the worst president, and it's just total nonsense. Total nonsense. And, you know, the country's a lot better off than it was when President Obama took office. I mean, come on, let the numbers speak for themselves. See, what the Republicans will do in the Tea Party is they try to sub-statistics, I like to call it, sub-statistics. Now, let's say there were over 200,000 jobs added to the workforce last month. But see, what the Republicans will do is they'll say, they were low-level jobs. They'll find anything that they can find. Well, yeah, there were 200,000 jobs, but half of the people have left the workforce. Now, you know what? How do you leave the workforce? I'd like to know. I'd like to know. How do you leave the workforce and maintain the lifestyle that you led when you were employed? Somebody let me know. Because this assertion that people have just walked away from the workforce and said, oh, well, you know, I can't find a job, so I'm just going to give up, is absurd. 347-426-3214 is the phone number here. It's 347-426-3214 if you'd like to call in to the broadcast. And liberals and progressives, the Democrats, and maybe we'll accept a Republican or two. 347-426-3214. Or you can go onto the Facebook page. It's the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. And Twitter by the same name. And Stitcher.com by the same name. And, of course, the website is RonKellyShow.com. 347, once again, 347-426-3214. So, you know, and if somebody out there knows how you can leave the workforce, tell me, because I'll leave tomorrow. Or I'll leave today. I just won't go back. Because this is absurd to think that people can just walk away from the workforce. I mean, what about your mortgage? What about your car payment? Your obligations, utilities, whatever else, the heating costs and, you know, communications, all of this stuff. So people can just leave the workforce? Clue me in. I sure would like to know how people can just leave the workforce. But anyway, these are the tactics that the conservatives use to undermine the president and his agenda. These are the tactics they use, because good news is bad news for the conservatives and the Tea Party and the Republicans. Good news is bad news. They're going to find any loophole, like they do when they file their taxes. They're going to find any loophole that they can find to hamper or to impede the progress of this country, just because of by virtue of the President Obama and who he is. All right, everybody. We're just getting started here. 347-426-3214 is the Ron Kelly Show. We're just getting started here, and we're talking about we talked a little bit about LeBron James. We're talking about the Republicans and what they will do. Go to any length, and I mean any length, to undermine the president. Now, President Obama was in Austin, Texas yesterday. did not go to the border. And there's a reason for that, I'm sure. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure that there's a reason the president did not go to Austin. I mean, to the border. You see, nobody knows what to do with these kids. Nobody knows. Now, what the Republicans will do is that they'll criticize the president, but they don't know what to do with those kids. Nobody does. I mean, what do you do with them? Really, what do you do? You got a bunch of kids. You got 10, 15,000 kids that are coming from walking practically from South America through Mexico, and they're leaving Honduras and some of the places where the murder rate is the highest in the world. Honduras, Venezuela, some of these places, the highest murder rates in the world. Lawlessness everywhere. And these kids are bailing on their parents and coming to walking practically or by hook or crook any way they can to get to Mexico so they can find their way to America. So nobody knows what to do with these kids. Nobody. Not even the Republicans. But they're going to criticize the president for not going down to the border. I wouldn't have went either. For what? Oh, and this, you know, I don't even want to say her name. She's just so irrelevant. Sarah Palin. She's just, you know, she just wants to be relevant so bad. She's had her 5 minutes of fame. Fox dropped her. She had a show on Fox. She was doing something on Fox. I don't see her on Fox anymore. I'm not sure if they dropped her or not, but you don't see her anymore. You don't even hear her name mentioned. So she wants to be relevant so bad. So she comes out of the woodwork to say something about the president. The president should be impeached. Now, how silly, how simple-minded is this Sarah Palin? Thank God. I mean, can you imagine if something happened to John McCain and she became president? Boy, it'd be time to build your doomsday house. Because she knows nothing about foreign policy. She knows nothing about domestic policy. Her claim to fame with foreign policy is saying that she can see Russia from her house. Really? Is that it? So, just totally irrelevant. So she's going around saying that the president should be impeached. Now, the only way you can get impeached as president is if you commit and you are found guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. That's the phrase they use for impeachment. High crimes and misdemeanors. Which the president has done neither. He hasn't committed a crime. Now, they couldn't impeach former President Clinton for lying to Congress and to the world about his involvement with this young lady. If he couldn't get impeached for that, then, I mean, come on. So this notion of impeaching the president and suing the president, I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. You can't. and here's the thing now. The Republicans and the Congress are spending more money than was spent on Watergate. I mean, of course, adjusting for inflation because, you know, this money wasn't worth what it was in the 60s. As it is now in 2014. So we adjust for inflation, and the conservative, the Republican House, Republican-led House, is spending more than $3 million on this Benghazi. Now, hey, we're going back to that again. But going back to Benghazi, you see, the one thing that they've forgotten, and they don't care about families and how people feel, so of course they've forgotten. They've forgotten that, you know, the ambassador to Libya who died, and his three other people, aides, all have families. They all have families. Do you really think that they want to keep hearing about this? Do you think they want to keep regurgitating the same thing over and over again? I mean, do you really think they want to hear this? But they don't care. See, because every time you form one of these Benghazi committees, you bring, you know, the pain. The family obviously is trying to put this behind them. And every time you mention it, this Benghazi, you remind, you know, you're bringing up the same pain for these folks that were trying to get past this. Because I don't care how many committees you form, nobody's going to rise up out of the dirt. And there's no culpability here. I mean, were mistakes made? Sure. Maybe by Hillary Clinton and possibly by the president, mistakes were made. But you don't prosecute somebody for a mistake. You have a car accident and somebody gets killed. If you didn't do anything wrong, you were not DUI or whatever, you're free to go. I know it's probably a really bad analogy, but you guys know what I'm talking about here. So you keep bringing this up, regurgitating. His families have to keep going through. They have to keep reliving the nightmare of this whole thing. It's like a bad Twilight Zone episode. But the Republicans, they don't care because they don't have hearts. They don't care. Well, what do they care that these families have to relive this situation over and over again? They don't care. So, you know, Sarah Palin, please, so irrelevant, so, you know, just sad, just a sad woman. You can tell by the way she ran her family, just sad. So she rears her ugly head, and now she wants to come and criticize the president, and she wants to be relevant, going around making speeches. For what? So, impeach the president. Yeah, okay. All right. So this is the situation we have. And, you know, this has been going on for 6 years. I'm tired of it, and I'm tired of talking about it. It's been going on for 6 years now. And just when you think they've gone low as they can, here they go. Now, in the next segment, we'll talk about Chris Christie. Chris Krispy Kreme. They say, no, I shouldn't do that. Krispy Kreme Christie, that's what they were calling him. No more. He's slimmed down quite a bit since he got the lap band surgery. And see, the lap band surgery, now, when you have to get surgery to lose weight, does that mean that you're like an addict? If you have to get surgery to lose weight? Because if you have to get surgery to lose weight, what you're saying is that I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I need surgery. That's the only way I'm going to stop eating. So this speaks volumes about Chris Christie because he did get that lap band surgery. So is he someone who can't control himself? He wants to be president? And he can't, you know, back away from the table? This is something you should be concerned about, folks. This is something you should be concerned about. 347-426-3214. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more.
Are
more,
you ready?
More of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show, July 11th already, 2014. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, yours truly, Ron Kelly, in the air chair, as I am on Friday afternoons between 4 and 5. Tell a friend. Look me up on Facebook, the Ron Kelly Show, at 5,000-plus, 5,200-plus followers of the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. That's, you know, that's tremendous for a show that's a self-produced show. On internet radio. That's a lot of folks. So, you know, as long as we are making a difference. And so we thank you for indulging the Ron Kelly Show. 5,200 followers, which is, you know, not a lot. And you know, it's not a lot, you know, in regards to making me more. It's not a lot, in you know, to today for the standard of radio, but it's a lot for a show on internet radio that's self-produced, although I do have people help me out from time to time. That's a lot for this type of show, because many other internet radio shows have far, far less followers than I do. So thank you, everybody, for making the Ron Kelly Show a special deal for you on Friday afternoons, 4 p.m., tell a friend. It's blogtalkradio.com/ The Ron Kelly Show. Text some of your friends right now and call me, 347-426-3214. You know, we just heard President Obama. I'll get to Chris Christie in a minute. Just heard President Obama in the PSA I just played during a commercial break. And Chicago, President Obama's hometown, is bloodier than I don't want to say that because there's women listening. Bloodier than an emergency room floor. 4th of July weekend, 82 people shot in an 84-hour window. So it's 82 people. 84 hours would be 3.5 days. So 84 people shot in 3.5 days in Chicago. Over the 4th of July weekend, just last weekend, 82 people shot in 3.5 days. It's outrageous. 82 people were shot in a 3.5 day period. That's according to the Chicago Tribune. Now, 14 were dead by Monday morning, including two boys, 14, only 14 and 16 years old. Now, they were killed by police in separate incidents when they refused to drop their guns. Now, they're saying that things were so chaotic Sunday night that officers responding to the violence kept interrupting one another on their radios to report newer bursts of gunfire. Now, the string of shootings garnered national attention, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who used to be the chief of staff of President Obama, and he left to run for mayor of Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel pleaded with residents on Monday to put down the guns. Now, the outbreak of violence, they say the outbreak of violence stood in stark contrast to the message coming from Chicago City Hall in April, when Emanuel and his police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, I think it was a police lieutenant, he was a police director in Newark, I believe, Newark, New Jersey, trumpeted police statistics that showed the city had seen its lowest number of murders. See, this is what happens when you put yourself out there, when you go out and say, oh, we're doing a good job, pat yourself on the back, because right after that, an explosion of violence, 82 folks shot. So that's like one an hour. Almost an average of one person per hour getting shot. That's ridiculous. And I'm sure the president is aware of all this. Now, what has happened is that Mayor Emanuel called for National Guard. Yeah, the National Guard to patrol the streets of Chicago. Now, see, this is going to have a domino effect around the country, because Chicago knocked over the first domino. There's lots of places in this country, right here in New Jersey, that are violence-filled. You can't even walk this. I mean, God be with the people who live in these neighborhoods. Thank God I don't. I moved. I lived in Paterson, New Jersey. This was a hotbed for violence. Right now, the young girl, 11 years old, killed by a stray bullet and buried today. Young Genesis Rincon, 11-year-old girl, killed when she was shot. She was shot riding a scooter, and the bullet wasn't meant for her. Bullet was not meant for her. It was meant for somebody else, but it hit her in the head. And what happened was she was on life support for a minute, and the family elected to take her off, and they harvested her organs to help someone else. Now, this 19-year-old Jameer Moore alleged the shooter, allegedly. We don't know. He was the person who turned himself in, but we still don't know. There's a lot of questions to be asked here and to be answered. But, yeah, this is very serious stuff. I don't know if some of you remember the movie this Escape from New York. They had Escape from L.A. too afterward, because Escape from New York was moderately successful. And Escape from New York. Now, some of you who may watch the movie know what happened. They put a wall around Manhattan Island, and there were no more jails. They just tossed you in there. You know, there was no going to school, no no reentry programs. No, jobs in the kitchen like we have here in the prisons now. None of that stuff. You just were tossed behind that wall, and if you tried to escape and they caught you, they would just shoot you. That's what that was the theme of the movie. And see how art imitates life. You think it doesn't, but it does. You know, and this may be where we're headed. I mean, I don't know if we're going to put a wall around New York and just toss people in there. But the level of lawlessness has grown so much. And, the funny thing about it is America, with 14,000 murders last year, we are still not the most, By sheer volume, we're probably the most murderous country in the world. But what the measure, the standard is per capita, like so many murders per 100,000 people. Depends on, because it goes by how many people live in that country. You know, see, America, we have 300-odd million people that live here. So even though we are not, statistically speaking, we're not the most, we don't have the highest murder rate in the world, statistically speaking, because they go, you know, it's measured by how many people live in your country. So because there's so many people here, clearly we have the most murders, clearly. The 14,000 plus, 14,000 people killed. That's a lot of bodies. Imagine, you know, you could fill Joel Osteen's church. I mean, you could 14,000 people. There was a lot of people, a lot of murders, many of them by gunfire. So, you see, we're headed for self-destruction. We're headed for martial law because the police departments can't really do anything about this stuff that's going on now. Chicago is a big city, and they've got big city police with big city tactical SWAT teams and all this type of stuff, and they can't control the violence. 82 people in 84 hours? That's ridiculous. 14 dead. Thank goodness there was only 14 dead out of the 82 people. But the other ones were wounded. Some critically. So, you know, we're headed for, you know, this is just the beginning. Mark my word, this is just the beginning. Chicago was doing it. Some of the other towns, L.A., or maybe not New York, but L.A., you know, some of these other towns, Detroit, Gary, Indiana, the murder was a murder capital of the world. Where Michael Jackson came from was a murder capital of America at one time. I don't know if it still is. So these places, Jersey City, New Jersey, Patterson, Trenton, where Christie, the capital of New Jersey, Camden, very violent towns in state of New Jersey. But there's a lot of places that are going to need some assistance. Irvington, Newark. Because they've had they got state police right there in Irvington, and stuff is still going on. So we're headed for this. This is just the beginning. Trust and believe. This is just the beginning. And you know, I posted on Facebook about the Constitution of the United States of America. You have the right to this, you have the right to that, you have the right to the other. You know, some of those countries like Russia and places like that, they just bum rush you and you don't have a right to anything. But statistically speaking, you know, you don't, like Japan, China, for example, with 1 billion people, you might have 5 or 6 people that got shot, you know, out of like 1 billion people. Because guns are illegal in China, period. Nobody can have one. Not legally anyway. And I had a caller email me and say to me that rkellytalk@aol.com, if you're interested, rkellytalk@aol.com, said to me that maybe we should eliminate the Second Amendment. Right to bear arms. Nobody should have the right to bear arms. Across the board. Criminals, regular people, nobody. You know, and I found that to be interesting. I'm going to get to Chris Christie in my last segment. I found that to be very interesting that someone would suggest, I mean, they're not a gun advocate, obviously, but would suggest that nobody have guns, only the police. Now, see, but the only thing that's going to do is stop the law-abiding folks from having guns. I own guns. I own a gun. You know, I would like to keep it. So, you know, I'm not down with that. But it's something to think about. You see, because, you know, in some countries, like, they don't have the country club atmosphere like we have in American prisons, where you can go to school, you can get a degree, you know. It's like a luxury hotel compared to some prisons in some other countries. Now, take Mexico, for example. You have about 20 people in one little, what they fit 2 people in. In America, they fit like 20 people in Mexico. And then when they lock the cell, they put a padlock on a cell. A padlock. So what happens if there's a fire? What happens if the jail catches fire? They don't have the state-of-the-art fire suppression, TV cameras everywhere. They don't have that in Mexico. So if they at night, they put a padlock on the jail door and just lock you in there. So they're not going to, if something happens, if there's a fire, nobody's going to run up there and open all the doors. You're just going to cook with everybody else. So, you know, so American prisons, American, you know, criminal justice system here might be too soft. It's not enough of a deterrent. I mean, look at the death penalty, for example. The death penalty was put in play because it was thought that it would be a deterrent, that it would stop people from killing each other. And it did. It did not. It still does not. And look at all this, all the states that have abolished it, except for maybe Texas and a couple handful of others. Most states, on New Jersey, where I live, doesn't have it anymore. Many states have caved on the death penalty because of some of the mistakes that have been made and because some of the people who have been put to death who were innocent. So everybody's afraid, except for Texas, to push the plunger. So the plea bargains, probation, parole, no, pretrial intervention, and all of these things. I mean, are these things helping to fuel the rash of crime? Because I can plea bargain, cushy jails. I mean, I go to jail. I can jail because they're going to give me a place to live. I can eat 3 days a week. I mean, I can eat three times a day. I don't have to do nothing. I can live at the expense of the county or the state. County jail, state prison, whatever. So do we need to, eliminate some of these liberties? Stop giving people probation, parole? Because statistics show that more often times than not, they go out and kill somebody else or maim somebody else or rape somebody else, whatever the case may be. Now, I'm not saying that they do it traditionally across the board, but it does happen. So what do we do? Because the federal law, you don't get any of that. You don't get probation under feds. You don't get parole federal. Whatever your sentence is, you got to do it. If they can't get you on a county level, they'll get you on a federal level, trust and believe. So could our liberties be our worst enemy when it comes to crime? Because the criminals know that, hey, it's a cakewalk. I get locked up, I'll do my time. Because you got all, you don't have the luxuries of home, but, you're given your basic needs. Heat, hot water, place to take a shower, food, a bed, recreation, education. You do all right when you go to jail in America. So the question I'm asking is should we be harder on criminals? Should we be tougher on crime than we are right now? Should we make the jails do for self, feed yourself? Because when the Constitution was written, hundreds of years ago, 230-plus years ago, they never imagined the country would wind up like this. Ben and the boys, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, they never dreamed. They couldn't see 238 years into the future. So they never dreamed that the United States would turn out the way it is, the way it has. And I think a lot of it has to do with the Constitution and because America, our society, it's to fight terrorism would be, for this country, it's a miracle that nobody has come over here and done anything else. Because all the liberties you have, the freedom of movement, freedom from state to state, you can do what you want when you get here as long as you have paperwork. It's too easy. It's a miracle, you know, that nothing has happened because you have freedom of movement in America. You have rights. As long as you have the paperwork, you've got rights. And they can't mess with you like they can in other countries. So, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the Kook Fringe, Chris Christie, and lots more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more, of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on, it's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Right here on blogtalkradio.com every Friday afternoon, it's 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Yours truly, Ron Kelly in the air chair. Doing my thing politically and everything else. The Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. And you know, we talked a little bit about the violence. And we better get a hold of this thing. I spoke a little bit earlier about Jamia Moore, who was the 19-year-old who he pleaded not guilty. He did turn himself in. I guess these people were saying that he was one who did it to 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old girl. I'm sure some of you heard about this around the country, my listeners, all over the place, all over America. 12-year-old girl, Genesis Rincon, who was killed. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. Now, the bail is $3 million, $3 million cash. So they want to make sure that they want to make sure that this kid doesn't get up. But wouldn't it be, you know, and I'm waiting for somebody to do this. I'm waiting for somebody to put up that kind of money so somebody can, so somebody who's in jail, let's say some big, some like this young man right here, Jaimea Moore, I'm waiting for somebody to put up the $2 million or $3 million just to spite the judge. I'm waiting for somebody to do that. And I'm not suggesting that they do it or that I would do it if I had the money, but that's bound to happen. Somebody's going to get someone else out of jail who's got a high bail like that just to snub their nose at the judge. Well, I believe that'll happen. Anyway, it's about 15 minutes before the hour, everybody, and I'll talk a little bit about Chris Christie and Chris Christie's road trip that he's on right now. Governor of New Jersey. I almost hope that he becomes president, but I'd rather have him stay here in New Jersey and be the governor. He'll lose eventually. I erred, and I didn't mention Regina Sweet Temptations. Now, Regina Sweet Temptations is the most delicious, delectable, delightful baked goods that you're going to find anywhere. And Regina's Sweet Temptations, I tell you what you do. Go to the website, www.cupcakeladyg.com. That's I got my things mixed up here. It's www.cupcakelady511@gmail.com. I believe that's the website, www.cupcakelady511.com is the website for Regina's Sweet Temptations. And the phone number is 201-491-1819. That's 201-491-1819. You can find her on Facebook, Regina Sweet Temptations. Go on over there and like the page and check out the menu. You know, order something, if you will. And, you know, you can get it overnight. Overnight, it can be shipped to you overnight, and it'll be just as tasty and delicious as it was when it came out of the commercial oven, the commercial facility that Regina makes all her makes all her baked goods in. So you can give her a call. You can go. You can email her. Or you can go to the website. It's www.cupcakelady51. I'm not getting paid for this. www.cupcakeladyg.com, I believe, is the website. Let me see here. Let me get this right, because she's going to kill me. cupcakeladyg@gmail.com is the website. Do I screw this up? So yeah, so check her out. Go to Facebook. Her Facebook page is Regina's Sweet Temptations. Go on over there to her website, and you can get all the information on her. She's located in Bergenfield, New Jersey. The phone number is 201-491-1819. Regina's Sweet Temptations. You've never been to the bakery until you've tasted Regina's Sweet Temptations. Okay, everybody, it's a few minutes before the hour. 10 minutes before the hour, everybody. 10 minutes left of the Ron Kelly Show. So, Chris Christie, Mr. Christie, is on the road. On the road. Trying to drum up support. Chris Christie, along with Rand Paul, and New Hampshire. Christie's in New Hampshire right now, according to the internet. Chris Christie in New Hampshire, trying to drum up support for his campaign. Now, don't think for a minute that Christie's not running for president. Don't even think that, because he is. Now, there's a there's a poll out for the, you know, because New Hampshire is one of the first places where the presidential election takes place. Now, there's a Christie and Rand Paul are the two people who are in the lead as far as the candidates, likely candidates or potential candidates for president of the United States amongst the Republicans. Now, they didn't ask any Democrats. This is amongst Republicans. Now, Christie has 19%, followed by Rand Paul with 14%. Jeb Bush, surprise, 11%. And the rest are single digits. Paul Ryan, all these others, all the other people, potential GOP candidates. So Christie is in a lead just by a few percentage points over Rand Paul. And I like Rand Paul. Yeah, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a hater of all Republicans. I'm not a hater of any Republicans. You know, I just disagree with their nonsense. But Rand Paul is the only Republican that understands that they need to change their philosophy. You see, Rand Paul understands that. The rest of them, they don't understand. They don't get it. They want to stay stuck in the 50s. You know, don't do this. Oh, no. No gay marriage. No abortion, even though it's legal in this country, sanctioned by the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade decision. But Rand Paul, and I heard a speech by Rand Paul, and he seems to be downright apologetic to the way the Republicans have treated folks over the years. Now, that's not going to go over well with the conservatives. They're going to be like, wait a minute, you can't be talking like that. You sound conciliatory. You sound like, you know, you sound like you're apologizing. Apologize for what? We didn't do anything wrong. So this is what the problem. This is what's going on right now. So Christie's running around. He's trying to get some support. He's not going to be the president. He's not going to be the president. We all know that. Now, but there's another poll. There's another poll. Have Clinton 2 points over Christie, but you know we all know it's going to be more than that. If there was a race between Clinton and Christie, it's 44% for Hillary and 42% for Christie, which we know that's a year from now, that it's going to be very lopsided in favor of Hillary and not Christie. You got to ask, like, who do they ask these things? So you know, Christie's running around, and he's clearly not presidential material because he doesn't care about anything. He doesn't care about teachers. He doesn't care about unions. You know, he doesn't care about retirees. You know. And he's just not the right person for president. He doesn't have the chops, the presidential chops. He just doesn't have them. He's a reactionist, and he doesn't have what it takes to be president. Look how he acted early on. I mean, he's cleaned up his act since. Look how he acted early on with reporters telling him to shut up and mind your business. You know, hey, look, this is the price of admission, pal. You wanted to be governor. People are going to ask you questions that you're uncomfortable with. Hey, this is what it is. You know, you step up to public life. You want to be public office. You know, you're gonna have to face the scrutiny, buddy. And this is what happens. So don't start folding up. This is how it is. You know, Christie early on would shout people down and tell them to sit down and shut up and, you know, and all this type of stuff. People that orchestrated town hall meetings he only had them in areas where the Republican strongholds. That's the only place he had them. He didn't have them in Democratic or liberal progressive towns. He had them in Republican slanted towns where most of the folks were well-to-do. That's where Christie had his town hall meetings, in safe places. Not only say safe crime-wise, but safe politically. Because he came to Paterson, New Jersey, earlier, was it this? I think it was earlier this week, last week, to swear in Joey Torres, who won back the mayor's seat in the election last week. Christie came to New Jersey to swear. He came to New Jersey to swear Joey Torres in, and they wouldn't let him say anything. Shouted him down. Shouted Christie down. No, shut up. Christie tried to say something, and he knew he would, because he's very unpopular in certain places, and he knows that. So he's not going to come to places like Patterson or Newark, places where there's a large minority population. He's not going there because he knows he's not going to get a chance to say anything. You see, but our people, though, if black folks, Latinos, need to get more educated on politics, because what most people think of Republicans is that they're all rich and they don't like poor people, which is partially true, but that's not the whole story. But what has happened in the African-American in Latino communities is people just don't embrace politics anymore. They just feel like all politicians are crooks. The Republicans are bigger crooks. And they just, you know, are very apathetic toward politicians. Because that's the general tenor of what minorities think of politics. They're all crooks. They don't care about nobody. Which is a decent argument for that. But there's more to it. There's more to the story than that. That's why people need to be informed. Get involved. Get know about what the Republicans stand for. Not just that they are rich and they hate black people. That's just a part of it. And I can't even say that they hate black people. They just hate the black president. But they're fine with black people in general, which is don't become president. So this is the problem. So people need to get in. Now, just educate yourselves. Folks who are listening to the program who are black or brown, educate yourselves. Find out what this political thing is about, because it's not going anywhere. And you're better off with the knowledge than without it. So even if you don't vote, even if you swore off voting, which you shouldn't do either, but even if you've chosen to do that, still find out what, get some information. What are the Republicans really about? What are the Democrats really about? Because, the Democrats have counted our votes before we even went into the voting booth. For years, they counted our votes, counted on our votes. So you need to stay abreast of what even the Democrats, the progressives, the liberals, find out what they're doing. We need to stay abreast of what's going on in this country, because politics is going nowhere. Politics will be here forever. Maybe in the Star Trek time, like 1,000 years from now, there won't be any more politics. But for right now, politics are here to stay. Okay, everybody, we're going to blast out of here. And go out here and enjoy the weekend. You guys make sure you go out there and enjoy this weekend. Be safe. Don't be sorry. I want to talk with you and not about you. We'll see you back here next Friday afternoon for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. And check me out Wednesday night. It's the Bad Boy and the Doc. Clinical psychologist Dr. Susanna Flores and yours truly, talk radio personality Ron Kelly. It's the Bad Boy and the Doc. Real talk, real relationships. It's Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Rated PG. Anybody can listen. The Bad Boy and the Doc, Real Talk, Real Relationships, right here on blogtalkradio.com. That's Wednesday night at 8 p.m. It's blogtalkradio.com/ The Bad Boy and the Doc. All right, everybody, that's it for me. I'm about to take off and go do what I do. We'll talk to you next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So, telling everybody, take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important. But it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together. But together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm walking out of the building.